From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Democrats are becoming more confident about the upcoming House vote on the health care overhaul. They're focusing on undecided rank-and-file members as they work to round up enough votes in time for the expected showdown on Sunday. Critics complain about backdoor deal-making. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer acknowledges that there are allowances for some states, but he dismisses charges that some are getting special benefits.
I think this bill treats all people and all states equally. Are there special provisions in there which deal with certain situations? There are, but those situations are unique and they're being addressed.
President Obama delayed a trip to Indonesia to be around for Sunday's vote. He'll be talking about health care in Virginia later this hour. Top diplomats from the International Quartet of Middle East Mediators are urging Israel and the Palestinians to restart peace talks. Jessica Gallagher has more from Moscow on a formal statement the quartet issued after its meeting today in Russia's capital.
The so-called quartet members, including Russia, the United States, the United Nations, and the European Union, called on the Palestinians and Israel to return to peace negotiations. The group's goal is to see the creation of an independent Palestinian state within 2 years. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that the Palestinians and Israelis should start first with indirect talks, followed by face-to-face negotiations. Indirect talks were supposed to have started last week, but were delayed after Israel announced that it would build more than 1,500 new housing units in East Jerusalem, a move condemned by the quartet. Moscow had originally hoped to organize a full-scale international conference on the Middle East this year, but the lack of progress on peace talks led to the quartet meeting. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
A federal appeals court in California has delivered some unwanted news to former Attorney General John Ashcroft. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, the court refused to reconsider a decision, saying Ashcroft could be held personally liable for actions he took as a government official.
The material witness law is typically used to hold crime witnesses considered a flight risk. Right after 9/11, Attorney General John Ashcroft told authorities to detain suspicious people under the law. Americans were held for weeks without charge. Some sued Ashcroft, and a federal appeals court panel said the case could proceed. Ashcroft asked the full court to reconsider. He believes the court should throw out the suit since he was acting as a government official. Now the judges have rejected Ashcroft's request. The ruling said this case serves as a cautionary tale to law-abiding citizens of the United States who fear the excesses of a powerful national government. The dissenting judges said the decision to let this lawsuit proceed, quote, in effect says goodbye to many talented persons who would otherwise be willing to serve as attorney general. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The key stock averages opened higher this morning but have since slipped. The Dow right now down 41 points at 10,739. You're listening to NPR News. A 3-day strike by British Airways cabin crews looks likely to start at midnight. Last-ditch talks between the airline's management and union leaders have collapsed. BA says it expects to operate around 65% of its scheduled flights over the next 3 days. It could turn out to be a headache for thousands of passengers. The World Health Organization reports that it has documented the highest rate of multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis ever. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
In 2008, it's estimated that multidrug-resistant TB was responsible for 150,000 deaths worldwide. Nearly half of the drug-resistant tuberculosis is in China and India. About 4% of TB cases worldwide do not respond to the standard 6-month treatment. But the highest concentrations of the resistant strains were found in the northwestern republics of the Russian Federation, more than a fourth of TB patients in one republic, and 61% of previously treated TB patients in one city in Tajikistan. But the decline of drug-resistant TB in other parts of the Federation is an indication, the WHO says, that it can be controlled even in settings where it is a serious problem. In the U.S., the difficult-to-treat tuberculosis is also declining. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
Fish dealers in Japan are welcoming the decision by a UN conference to reject a proposed trade ban on Atlantic bluefin tuna, which is a prized ingredient of sushi. But the dealers are also urging that existing quotas be more strictly enforced to protect the species from overfishing. The ban was proposed at a UN meeting in Qatar yesterday, but got little support. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington, D.C.